karma. You have thought of some other things that you might like to tell us as we have been talking, and we would be very interested in having you relate these things so as they could make an interesting part of our tape. So let's hear about them.
Okay, I can think of a couple incidents that or experiences that were very interesting. One was while I was working with the UJF and was responsible for the women's staffing, the women's division. The guest speaker for our fundraising luncheon, that is the Heavy Donors, was to be the Baroness de Rothschild. And I was responsible for getting in touch with her, for working through with her on the details of how she wanted to do things, etc. And I found her fascinating. She was a very cosmopolitan woman, most attractive, and very savvy. She it was fascinating to watch her handle herself with some of our donors who wanted to lionize her and be involved socially, and the skill with which she handled this. And I kind of got in between, because they would tell me what they would like the Baroness to do, and I would convey their messages to the Baroness. So it's just kind of one of the side things that makes these kind of jobs more interesting. I'll just mention a couple others. When I visited, when I did consulting and I did some teaching at the University of the West Indies in Jamaica, I had an interview with their prime minister. And that was the funniest thing. When I walked in for the interview, remembered the Wizard of Oz. He was sitting in one of these chairs that has a great big fan back, and he was a little man, and he was sitting in the chair. When I went in, there were the newspapers were there, and so forth and so on, and he started asking me all kinds of questions about how he heard there were terrible dope problems in the United States. He heard that our youth was involved in all kinds of sexual freedoms. He heard that our crime rate was very high. He would say to me, "Is this not so?" And I would give him the statistics or the information. And he gave very little about Jamaica, fortunately. I had studied up on it and talked with other people. But the next day, the Kingston newspaper came out with a headline that said, "Visiting university professor says things are worse in the United States than in Jamaica," which was totally ludicrous. I think I still have the paper. It was so funny. Then I went to Haiti, and there my contact was the, I guess he was called the Secretary of Welfare, and Haiti was unquestionably the poorest. I've never seen slums like that anywhere in my life. And I asked him to tell me about their welfare system. This was while they were under Baby Doc. And he looked kind of puzzled, and he said, "You know, welfare system?" I said, he acted as though he didn't understand what I meant, though I think he did. So finally I said to him, "Well, what do you do about people who don't have enough to eat?" And his answer to me was, "Oh, everybody in Haiti has enough to eat. There are bananas, trees all over the island." And that was his solution to the welfare problem. It was, now everybody, I soon learned that everybody who had any position in government was a pal of Baby Doc, and that's how the whole system worked. And then we got friendly with the people in the American Embassy, and they used to have a dinner for the Haitian officials once a year, and it was a buffet. And we weren't at the dinner, but it was described to me that all these Haitian people were waiting outside the embassy, and when they opened the doors, they said it was like a swarm of locusts came into the embassy dining room and just cleared the buffet table. I said, by the time you turned around, the buffet table was empty. And they had, but it was so primitive. It was hard to believe. It was most interesting. And, you know, just even today, to follow what's happening in Haiti, we can relate it to the experiences we had while we were there. And all of this, of course, is an outgrowth of that. So with each of the experiences, you know, you can say, I went here or I went there. But it's the things that happen while you're there that the people we met, the friends we made, the experiences were what really made my life exciting.
You've had any further contact with any of the people you...
Oh, yeah, for a long time. Head of the justice system in Jamaica. He and his wife and my husband and I became very friendly while we were there. And we corresponded for some time. It has kind of drifted off. You know, it's been a number of years. For some time we heard from him and responded. They were always hoping to get to the States for a visit. But he couldn't ever get away. She was head of the nutrition program for the government. It was all, it's all pretty ingrown in terms of, well, I guess it is here too, but we enjoyed them very much. They were bright, nice people. And, you know, it's the little incidents that you remember that really make things come to life.
Oh,
not
indeed.
The big occasions were all right, but I think one of the things I most enjoyed was the travel that did a seminar in Wales, did one in Denmark. These were the kinds of things that were really exciting and fun. So,
you've had a very interesting life, and it's taken you way beyond what most people have experienced in the way of travel and so on. If you have nothing further to add, we'll thank you again.